102.3 WBAB.
She had me. She totally had me.
Long Island's only classic rock.
Oh, she wrecked it.
We'll talk about this next. Tom Brady not only in the news for the Super Bowl, but him and his son in the news for something else. And parenting experts are giving their opinions. And we'll play a news report for you next, which is pretty funny.
She had it. She had it.
Anything shaming is just... So cliche. We'll talk about it next here on BAB.
Friday night, I crashed your party. Saturday.
On his only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 7:07. Snow rain mix across the island. It's moving west to east and ending, but the temperatures are down and it's pretty cold, so things are going to freeze and be a little slippery. So, heads up. Just know that. Ted'll update the traffic in just a second. So, the Super Bowl, of course, is coming up on Sunday, and Tom Brady, you know, any story there is, including Tom Brady, is going to go to the top of the heap. And now there's a story about Tom Brady, and the thing is, he's getting a massage at his house.
What is this
by
from?
This masseuse. It's from Tom versus Time.
I want to see that. I heard it's really good.
Well, his son kind of looks in the door of the massage room as Tom, who's laying there, you know, like shirtless, and the guy's massaging his left shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And his son looks in and he's asking something about checking like fantasy football or something. And the headlines come out of what happens in the midst of this conversation we're going to play for you, where Brady's like, well, what do I get? So his son comes in and gives him a kiss. Here is the story and the reaction.
I was wondering if I could check my fantasy team.
What do I get?
No, Jack, everything comes at a cost, bud.
That was like a pick.
The second kiss shared by father and son prompted tweets from viewers using words like very disturbing and uncomfortably long. So we asked New Yorkers what they thought.
I'm a little uncomfortable with that.
I think at a certain age, it's like, okay, you can kiss him on the cheek, you can give him a hug, you know, not in the mouth and not for that long.
Too long, like romantic long.
He's laying there naked getting a massage, too.
So that makes it weird?
Yeah.
I kiss my son on my lips. I have since day one. Yeah. You know, I would have no problem with my son kissing me like that.
Lifestyle and parenting expert Liz Stern says she doesn't see anything wrong.
If you kiss your kids too much, it's the wrong thing. If you kiss your kids too little, it's the wrong thing. If you hug too much, it's the wrong thing. Or, you know, I think people need to back off and just stop parent shaming.
See, she had me. That's what I'm saying. She had me. She was doing a great job. And then she said parent shaming. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, the thing is, if you watch it, and we've talked about this.
Listen, I kiss my kids on the lips every single day, and I'm not stopping. I don't care whatever you say.
Right. Well, his son's 11.
All right.
And the first kiss, as Brady said, well, that was just a peck.
Right.
Well, that was probably the comfortablest it will be when your 11-year-old son kisses your dad on the lips to someone looking at it from the outside. But the second kiss he comes back, I mean, he is like mouth-to-mouth resuscitation type kiss. Like, you know, like but if Brady's laying there getting the massage like the crash test dummy and he's got his lips on his... It's like a few seconds when you think he's going to pull away. It would have been like, oh, that's not so bad.
That's 2 seconds.
On the lips, not that long.
Okay. Well, but,
not that they were like little kids when they were cute as anything. He's 11. And then the kid walks away and he takes his shirt and wipes his mouth off.
If somebody wants to let that get to them, get a life.
Yeah, no, it's not going to get to me, but I think if you look at it, as you heard, even with the people they talked to, it's like, yeah, it's just uncomfortable. It just seems not right. They didn't do anything wrong.
Right, so then why is
criminal.
It a story?
It just seems,
so then
everybody sees it.
If they didn't do anything wrong, then why is it a story? If we don't have Twitter, this is not a story. It's not. I mean, come on.
Well, it was on, his Facebook show, and it was, and now it's all over the news.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like... Whatever.
You got to admit it's awkward.
It doesn't bother me. I kiss my kids on the lips.
I understand
all the time.
Came from that. It's awkward.
If you didn't come from that, then maybe it is. I did. It doesn't bother me.
Brady comes from that. They have a great picture of him at the Super Bowl last year with his dad kissing him on the lips right in the middle of the field.
Okay.
Pretty funny. But it wasn't nearly as long as that kiss.
I will say this. My father will still try to kiss me on the lips.
Yeah. Why is that a problem for you?
Because I'm 46.
Doesn't matter.
Now, here's
my
thing.
It's wonderful.
If at some point my kids decide...
Get in there.
If my kids decide they don't want that...
Yeah.
I totally get it. Respect it.
Yeah.
Totally get it. I'm 46. My father's 79. He's on his last legs. What am I going to do? Pull away from him at this point? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to give it to him.
Well, you can, on your time, check out the kids. You can decide yourselves.
At least he's got fresh, clean breath.
I just feel bad for the kid going to school.
Yeah.
He's 11. He's not 5. He's 11.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a big difference.
I see that. I mean, I can see where you guys are coming from that. But to say, for that one guy who said it was romantic, you're a dick.
Well, kissing on the lips is a romantic thing.
Not when it's with your own child. Stop it.
A quick peck, and then you call your son back in while you're naked on a massage, getting a massage, and make sure he kisses you for like 2-3 seconds, dead on the mouth. It's not weird.
I don't think it's weird. It's his kid, you freaks.
Honestly, the weirdest part was the way he said, "What do I get?"
Right.
That I'll give you.
That was weird.
That I'll give you.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I mean, come on.
It's 7:12.
Everybody's just looking, you know.
I mean, this is why it's a news story. You know, everybody has an opinion, and there's some on one side, and there's a lot on the other side.
If this was Antonio Cromartie, they would all be saying, "I just hope it's, you know, I hope it's his kid. I hope it's his kid." You know, they got 13 of them. He doesn't know which one's which. I don't know, man.
It's just another Brady story.
It's dumb. It's dumb.
7:12. Ted, are we icing over? Where are we at?
Temperatures are below freezing now across most of the...